Christmas shopping. What do you got, like 6 days?
Yeah, 6 days, something like that. And we've looked at some of the devices and things that are you know, big out there this year. We've gotten to some of it. My next guest, who's still wrapping presents, apparently, said when it comes to budgeting and so forth, you need to set a realistic budget. You need to be careful out there. You know, a lot of people this year, this is baffling to me. If you can't afford it, why are you doing it? People this year are still paying off debt from last year's Christmas. And to me, that is insane. Doesn't that strike you as, well, it strikes me as absolutely unbelievable. Christmas shopping this year. Let's see here. Best gifts. I want to find this while we wait for our guest to appear. Here he is. All right, good. We've got Mark Lewis here, holiday shopping expert, CEO of I can't see the company here. Natalico, is that correct, Mark?
Yeah, you pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, great. And how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Merry Christmas to you, and glad to have you here. I can't believe that a lot of people are still paying off last year's Christmas this year. To me, that's mind-blowing. And so let's start with being reasonable and responsible with our finances. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people want to splurge around the holidays, and, you know, particularly for gifts because it's for someone else. But you really need to, you know, set a budget for yourself and just kind of be reasonable and not put things on layaway or go into debt. I don't really believe in going into debt for gifts for yourself.
No, and I don't disagree with that. In fact, I agree with that point. And I've heard a couple of surveys recently, and I think this is important. Before you go out and blow a bunch of money on somebody because you think, I mean, and everybody likes big, fancy, expensive gifts, but the fact of the matter is people are just as appreciative of a less expensive gift if it's something that they actually want and they realize you had to think about it. You had to kind of give it some consideration. If the gifting is just, oh, hey, here's a brand new pair of fancy whatever it is, they don't see so much in it. But if it's something you thought about and you had to consider what they really wanted, it can have just as much impact as something that costs a lot more, right?
Oh, yeah, 100% agree. I think those kind of gifts, the kind of the emotional connection of those kind of gifts is actually more impactful than just like giving kind of an exchange of value. A lot of the most popular gifts, like clothing, is the most popular return gift. And so when you give someone an item of clothing, it's basically a gift card that they'll take back to the store.
Well, yeah, and gift cards, not a lot of feeling in gift cards. Do I do it? Sure, there's certain people I give gift cards to, but close family members, people I love and care about, we try to avoid gift cards, you know, to the best of our ability. Sometimes you do that to fill in the blanks, but let's be honest, you can't just do that. So what are some of your other shopping advice? If you go online, is that a place where you can get yourself in trouble easier because you just click, click, send, click, click, send? Next thing you know, you get the credit card statement, and you go, what have I done?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it depends on people's mentality. And in some ways, I think you can think about your online purchases a little more when you're at the store. If you see, you know, what seems like a really good deal, it feels like, oh, I have to get this deal right now. But if you're shopping online, a lot of times you can add it to your cart or kind of a wish list and, like, think about it. And maybe even do some shopping around, some like price matching, and seeing if you can get some coupons or cash back.
Well, you know, and I want to point that out. Price matching, I wouldn't have known anything about this until fairly recently. But if you're in a store and you see a sale price somewhere else on your phone or wherever it might pop up, most retail outlets, brick and mortar stores, will say, we'll match that. And so my advice, if I'm going to spend anything that's significant, you know, I'm going to spend some money on something important that's, you know, pricey a little bit, always get online, find the best price possible, show it to them. And generally, they're going to almost always price match, right?
Exactly, particularly in retail brick and mortar stores, they really want to capture that sale when you're in the store. So if you can find it online on your phone on Amazon, you know, just show it that to them, and you know, 9 times out of 10, they'll price match it, and sometimes they'll give you even a deeper discount.
Yeah, and which is always nice, that's for sure. Free shipping is out there. You know, I had my mail show up here the other night at about 9 o'clock at night. I had a truck pull in my driveway yesterday. I'm like, who is this guy? And he jumps out with a package. He's delivering. I mean, so I guess my advice is to people, you're going to see a lot of vehicles now because there's so much shipping going on. UPS, United States Postal Service, nobody can keep up, can they?
No, I think even like Amazon got kind of behind on their second day shipping around Black Friday and Cyber Monday because so many people are buying online these days.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, be responsible out there. I greatly appreciate you stopping in. Mark Lewis, holiday shopping expert, CEO of Natalico, and greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. All right. Don't find yourself next Christmas morning saying, hey, I didn't pay for last Christmas morning. Don't be there. Don't be that guy, all right? We've got a big hour number three coming up for you. Ron Van Timmeren's going to be here. We've got Lee Chatfield. Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us here on the program. We're going to talk about everything that's going on with Sanctuary Cities and so forth. We'll have that. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across the great state of Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It is the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. You can sign up for notifications. You can drop me a line. You can send me pictures. Keep it clean. It's holidays, after all. Merry Christmas from the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war.
2019 will soon be drawing to a close, and that means it'll be time to settle up with Uncle Sam. How much do you think you'll owe? Well, here's something to think about. There's still time to potentially reduce your 2019 tax obligations. And Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do it. They're now scheduling their popular end-of-the-year tax planning reviews, and they've set aside a few select dates exclusively for their radio listeners. We all have to pay taxes, but you shouldn't have to pay more than your fair share. So, come in for a tax planning session and let Bruce and Michael show you some strategies that you could be taking advantage of. The review slots are filling up, so reserve yours today by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design.